Hi, I'm Nenan. I'm 4 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute at the Larkin Public Radio.
Thanks, Lyndon, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Kane Mason Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet, give you one last hint after our music. All week long, we've been meeting the extra super talented members of the Kane Mason family. Today, we meet Kanya Kane Mason. She's currently 20 years old and in the middle of her studies as a scholarship student at the Royal Conservatory of Music. Like all the other Kane Mason kids, she started out with piano lessons and then chose the violin as her primary instrument. She never really gave up playing piano, though. She's currently studying both instruments at the conservatory. Here's a clip of Kanya rehearsing Chopin's Scherzo No. 1 in 2016. She's won prizes like the Nottingham Young Musicians Prize, performed for British royalty, and given lots of concerts and recitals as a soloist and in small ensembles. Here's another clip of a solo performance from 2016. Today's music comes from the Kane Mason family's recording of Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. You may remember from Kids Commute's Carnival of the Animals week that Camille Saint-Saëns wrote this to cheer himself up after having a rough go at a concert tour. Today we're going to hear Pianists, which sounds like pianists practicing scales, except the rhythm and the timing gets a little wonky in a humorous way. In fact, they call their version Pianists, or Who Sings Best in the Bath. You'll also hear some random chords thrown in by the string players. Today we'll hear the four-handed version of Pianists by Camille Saint-Saëns, the four hands provided by Aissata and Kanya Kane Mason.
Quite enough of that.
I think that is my all-time favorite recording of Pianists by Camille Saint-Saëns, the Kane Mason family, featuring Kanya and Aissata. Kane Mason performed that. They did such a good job. Loved that. There is a little reading that goes with our music, the reference to singing in the bath, and you can hear that, and all the readings for the Kane Mason's Carnival of the Animals, done by famous actors, in our Maya Mix post, which will go up tomorrow. And one quick note, by the way, in that performance, they pronounce the word pianists as pianists. And I want you to know those are both acceptable pronunciations, but I was informed by the great conducting genius Byron Hansen here of Interlaken that the best pronunciation is pianists because one plays the piano and not the piano. I thought that made perfect sense. Okay, tomorrow on Kids Commute, we're going to hear a song arranged and performed by all members of the kids, all the kids in the Kane Mason family. Woohoo! Okay, kids commuters, let's ask you our weekly Quizlet question one more time. We'll give you our last hint for the week, which is about subtle as an anvil. We learned about that simile last week. If you get this answer right, we'll give you an on-air shout-out. We'll send you a little prize envelope in the mail. We'll enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from Go-Go Squeeze, like Charles and Ed from Onekama did this month. And we did mail out a giant pile of prize envelopes this week. Our prize envelope elf was on vacation, but they are coming your way, so take a look at your mailbox. Now, as a reminder, here's our question. Although most of the Kane Masons became well-known in England after appearing on Britain's Got Talent, cellist Sekou Kane Mason hit it big when he was invited to perform at a wedding. Whose wedding was it? Now, I'm looking really quick. Yes, Bronwyn and Gwyneth, you did get that right. So I'm going to add you in a shout out right now. Okay, here are the folks who have gotten this answer right so far. Grayson in Traverse City, Lucy and Cora in Traverse City, Dorothy and Parker in Memphis, Tennessee, Eileen and Rory in Traverse City, Sylvie and Isaac in Traverse City. You are correct, and welcome to Kids Commute. Thanks for answering the question and for listening and playing with us. Evie and Wesley in Interlochen, great job. And coming in just under the wire, Gwyneth in Traverse City. You are also correct with your answer. Now, here is your last hint. You ready? The groom's parents' names are Charles and Diana. His grandmother's name is Elizabeth. Who is that? Who is that? Do you have it now? Let us know. Send us a text message with the answer, your name, and your address to area code 231-237-7482. Good luck. We will tell y'all the answer tomorrow. And remember that research is not cheating on Kids Commute. You can always look it up. All right, that's it for Kids Commute. I am Kate Botello. Have a smashing day.
Interlochen Public Radio. Woo!